In the studio with me, Ash Davida Jane. Morena, welcome.
Kia ora.
Now, Poetry Aotearoa Yearbook 2024 is edited by Tracy Slaughter and published by Massey University Press.
Yes, and you know, we've got a pretty strong literary journal scene here in Aotearoa. We've got lots of newer journals that have popped up in the past couple of years, like Symposia and Bad Apple, places that are mostly publishing emerging writers and tend to have a really particular style. But we definitely still have a need for these kind of longer-running print journals. This one has been around since 1951, and as far as I can tell, it's only preceded by Landfall, which is 1947. And I think really the value of this, of Poetry Aotearoa Yearbook, is that it is a space dedicated to publishing poetry and writing about poetry. It's one of very few places publishing critical essays about New Zealand poetry and reviews of new local poetry books in print, which obviously is how a lot of people prefer to read. You also get a really big range of styles and voices coming through, and it publishes a mix of established and emerging poets, and it does it once a year, every year, which means that it kind of functions as a bit of a snapshot of poetry in New Zealand for that year. Especially with things like sport and, you know, New Zealand review of books ending in the past few years, it's really important that we have these kind of long-running things. Obviously, not necessarily... Not to suggest that something is good and worthwhile just because it's been around for a long time, but this one definitely is. The 2024 yearbook opens with about 20 poems from the featured poet Karen Smeaton. And her work is incredibly fresh and real, really leaps off the page. And because we've got this kind of generous chunk of poems, it really gives her work room to breathe and to build up this kind of internal poem world. I think, yeah, really valuable to have a space where a poet can have that kind of stepping stone of a good amount of poems before you get to the full-length collection.
A really sort of broad sweep of styles in here as well. Were there one or two that really resonated with you? Was there innovation that resonated with you?
Hugely, hugely wide. It's often hard, I think, to talk about kind of anthologies or journals in that way that have so much going on in there. But something that really came through actually is that there's a lot of kind of dark poems in this book, and I think what it is, you know, there's a lot of people are struggling at the moment, and there's a lot of response to that, in a way that it's a snapshot of what people are concerned about. Poems in this book are clearly responding to a lot of tough stuff, with, you know, there's pain and sadness and anger, but yeah, there's also a lot of moments of lightness and humour. Liz Breslin's poem particularly made me laugh a lot, really beautiful. But I think it's important to kind of recognise that darkness that's coming through. You know, we're in a housing crisis and a cost of living crisis, and cuts are being made everywhere. And yeah, it's kind of amazing, I think, to have this space where we can see that art coming through that is in response to a lot of those things.
What of the editorial? Did that strike you at all? Often it's an opportunity for an editor to either say what they're seeing or deliver a message.
Yeah, so I mean, Tracy Slaughter is fantastic, has been doing this for a long time. And she was, calling to similar things, I think, in that there is a lot of... a lot of difficult stuff in a lot of these poems, but also a lot of hope. I've been thinking a lot about something Pip Adams said in an event for New Zealand Festival of the Arts a couple of weekends ago about hope coming from anger. And I think you can see that a lot in this book. It really comes through.
So, recommending, pleased with it, and pleased to see it, as you say, in print.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Ash Davida Jane has reviewed Poetry Aotearoa Yearbook 2024. It is edited by Tracy Slaughter.